was one of the few things that could detect, for instance, proteinuria, but that would be gross proteinuria, to see that whether the renal function was... and I suppose we also did an annual or every 2 or 3 years did a blood test to measure serum creatinine or something like that. But it was very, very minimalistic care without a great deal of real help to the patients. And then I suppose my next real time I did come into contact with children with diabetes was when I was a registrar in Sheffield Children's Hospital, working again for one or two fairly famous paediatric professors, Professor Ronald Illingworth, who did not have an interest in diabetes but was an extremely influential developmental paediatrician, and then the person who did run a diabetic clinic was Frank Harris, who later became Professor of Paediatrics in Liverpool University. Now, I know that Frank Harris did run a children's diabetic clinic in Sheffield, probably one of the first, I guess. This would be 1972, but I don't think I ever visited that clinic. But I do remember one or two children being admitted on a regular basis to our paediatric wards, where we were supposed to try and look after them. And there were one or two in particular who seemed to come back and forth almost every week because their diabetes was out of control. And again, harking back to what I said earlier, there was always this inbuilt criticism, perhaps, that these children, these parents, were inept and weren't able to cope with their diabetes, and therefore, you know, they were admitted to hospital. A very negative aspect of doctors and nurses' attitudes towards diabetes, which I have to say still exists in many parts of medicine. But those of us, I think, who look after children and young people with diabetes realise that there are so many reasons why diabetes does get out of control, particularly because it is so difficult to manage in a strict and really satisfactory manner.